ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Maseches Erechin Daf Yud Dalid. We begin with the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yesh Be'erechin L'Hokel U'Lahachmir. In Erechin there's a Kulan, there's a Chumra, and the Mishnah explains Keitzad Echot She'erechis Anoah B'Yisrael. Whether you said you accept upon yourself the erech, the value of somebody who is beautiful in Klal Yisrael, v'sakir b'Yisrael, or somebody who is not so complimentary looking or valuable, either way, nois and chamishim sela, you give the value, the erech of the Torah, which is chamishim sela. V'im omar rei doma v'lai, nois and eshavyav. But if you say that the value of the person is what you mechuyiv to give to the Beis HaMikdash, then you must give the actual value. So we see in Erechin that it could be either a kula or a chumra, whether the person is worth more or less. Either way, you have to give an exact amount, chamishim sela, like the erech that it says in the Torah. On that, the Gemara says, the Gemara is medayik that it be Yisrael in boivik yichavim loy. The Mishnah chose to speak dafka about a Yisrael, not a goy. First thing Gemara thought is maybe not like Rameir. The Rameir says, Rameir says, Nerach v'lei marech. And then the Gemara says that it could be even going according to Rameir, that there's no nafkamina between whether you're marech or Oivik Echavim or Yisrael. And both Allah is the same, that you give the Eira HaKosu Batera. Elon, Daf Yidal, Amar Aleph, Milsa Agav Urchi Komashvalon. There's an Agav, there's a Chiddush in the Mishnah, could have Yudam Arav. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, Osur Lo Adam Shiyoimar Kama Noe Knani Ze. It's also for a person to say how beautiful is this guy because of Loi Sechane. There's an Isser of Loi Sechane. Mavur, that the Rash and Rashi says, speaks it out, that the reason why it would be Osur to go ahead and say on a Knani that is Noe, that is nice, Lefisha Osur Lahazgir Shem Noe Ala Knani, it's also to say some a beauty, a description of beauty on a guy, like a Yuda, based on the Pasuk Leisuchonim, Leisitain Lohem Chain. Now, the Gedder of the Isser of Leisuchonim is discussed in many places in Shas and in the Rishonim. In the Gemara Brachis and Afnun Ches and Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, the Gemara says, if you see Briyos Taivos, if you see a beautiful looking person, there's a bracha to make. Baruch shekoch aloi bo'elamoi. We pass in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Simrei Shchafhei that if you see a person that's yafe, that's nice, you could say Baruch shekoch aloi bo'elamoi, even though it is a goy. And the Poskim, the Gemara asks that, why is that? Why isn't it a steer to the lav of loi sechonim? And the Teretz Mefurish in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that loi duye la'Hashem Yisbarach, it's mutter. To be made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mutter. And the Gemara over there also asks on the memra of Rav that says that it's also to say Kamen Noah Avedes Kechavim Zu from a Maisa Reb Shimon Gamliel that he was standing on the steps of the Har HaBayis and he saw an Avedes Kechavim Noah B'Yoyser and he said Morabu Masecha Hashem. So you see, it's permitted to go ahead and praise the beauty of a person even if it's a non-Jew, even though it's a guy. The Gemara brings also the Maisa Reb Akiva with Eishes Turnus Rafis. That also was Meshabeach. And that the Gemara answers that V'Rav Vaidu Yehude Kamoide. Rav was Maide to the Ribbono Shel Olam about the beauty that's inherent in this person that he observed. Like it says, the Gemara in Brachas, Arei Briyos Toivos Oimer Baruch Shekoch Alei Be'olamai. If somebody says, sees beautiful people, there is a bracha to make. So it's Mavur that if his Kavana is to be Maide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give Hoidah to Hashem, then it's mutter, and there's no iser of lois sechonim. But stam to go ahead and say that goy is noah b'yoyser, to say it's beautiful to say kam and noah kanani zeh without a lashon of haidah ta kodesh baruch hu, that's also as the law of lois sechonim. And that's what the Gemara Bayos means. That's pshat in the Mishnah that it chose to say echad sheerech to noah b'yisrael was a kir b'yisrael dafka and not a goy because of the iser of lois sechonim. Rabbi David Soloveitchik in the Shiurim is medayik from the Gemara that the Isser of Leish Sechonim, that you're not allowed to be Meshabeach a goy, is even if you don't mention or praise a specific goy. You just say Stam Goyim. Because the whole Isser would only be on a Nochi Mesuyam and a specific goy to say this particular person is beautiful. Like the Lashon of Rav is Mashma, Osel Odom Shiyemer Kamenoe Kenani Zeh, If that would be true, it would be meduyik, that it's only us if you mention a specific guy, so then you could fend for the kasha, fend for the Mishnah, and say that the Mishnah is talking about, Mishnah could have spoken about not only Yisrael, also about goyim, and it means goyim da'alma, it means tam goyim, it doesn't have to mean a specific person. Elamai, it's muchach, says that the Isser is even on stam goyim, without mentioning a specific person. But Reb David asks in the Shurim that the very interesting Shaila. He says, how could Chazal say that Chochma b'goyim tamin? There's Chochma in the goyim. How could the Gemara in Brachas say that the Gemara in Daf Ches, that Gimel Dvarim, Oyev Anias HaParsim, Es HaMadoyim, the Chazal Meshabeach, the Persians and the people from Madai for certain miles that they have, L'chayra, why isn't there an Isser of Leisachonim? We see that the Isser of Leisachonim is Lav Dafka if you mention a specific guy. Even without mentioning a specific guy, even if you'd be Marech Goyim in general, it would be you'd be over the Isser of Leisachonim. So why is it permitted to Meshabeach the Goyim with the miles that they have? And the Teretz is that the Isser of Leisachonim is, there's two ways to answer the Kasha. One way, David Soloveitchik says in the Shurim that the Isser of Leisachonim doesn't apply to a Ger Toshev that was Makabal on himself, the Zayim Mitzvah Neinoach. So, Vur in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perikud Alocha Vav, that by Ger Toshev it's Mutter, so maybe the Chachmei Omas Oilam, maybe it's referring to Dafka Ger Toshev, and over there is no Isle Sechonim. But to say, it's a little shred to say that in the Rambam, because the Rambam itself, in Hilchos Malachim, learns that Ger Toshev is Dafka, somebody who's Makabal on himself, Zayim Mitzvah Neinoach, Neshekach Tziva Hashem. And then he is considered Mechasid Umas Oelam. The Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, is that if he says, I'm a Kabbalah myself, the Zayim Mitzvah Neinoach, Meshekach Tziva Hashem, then he's Mechasid Umas Oelam. But if he does it, Mehechrea Hadas, because that's what he wants to do, it, that's what he feels the right thing, Ein Zegar Toisho, Vein Mechasid Umas Oelam, Vole Mechach Mehem. So it's mashma that in order to be considered a Ger Toshev, you have to go ahead and mekabel it, because that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom was geyser. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom said to do. It's not mistaver to say that when we say Chochma Goylem Tamin, we're speaking about those that do mekabel a Zayim Mitzvah Neinoach, because the Rebbeinu Shlom was mitzave. It's not mashma like that. It's shred to say that Lemaisa, so it's right to the Kasha comes back, that how is it mutter to say Chochma Goylem Tamin, to say this chochem by the goyim, or even to be meshameach, shabeach, the parsim and the modim, even if they would be keeping the shem mitzvah neinoach, and they still, according to the Ram, they wouldn't have a din of a ger toshav. So maybe the isser of leisachonim would apply to them. So how is that muta? How you let him misaper? How you let us speak about in their praise? L'chayu could answer and say the pashit, that the whole Isser of Leisachonim is the Meshabeach, the Goyim, is to praise Goyim in an oifen that gives them chain, or to give them matana, l'shem matana, to give them something to make life better for them, to leisitein lem chain. But if you're being Meshabeach them, not mitzad, you want to give them chain. You Meshabeach something that you want to learn from them, or something that you need to know about them. So the words are not being said l'shem chen. The words are being said l'shem alimud, for ourselves, for us to learn. So then there's no isser of lois sechanim, because you're not giving them chen. You're not going ahead and giving them the etzim of praise. You're saying a mile that they have in order for us to learn. So when the Chazal said chochma b'goyim tamin, the Chazal were telling us that there are certain pieces of chochma, certain element of knowledge that they have, that we have what to learn from. That's all. That's not giving them chayin. That's stating a fact, and it's for our benefit. When the Chazal said in Brachis that begimel dvarim oyev inias aparsiim or asamadiim, it was for us to learn those specific qualities and those specific character traits or the specific behaviors that are beneficial for us. That's mutter. That's not called giving them a chayin. Lamaisa, the das mechayiv. You have to know these things. It's important for us to know that there is chochma b'goyim. It's important for us to know this. It's not nichlal in chayin. And l'chayr, this is also understood from the Gemara that we mentioned before, from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that when Rabbi Akiva and Gamliel were bimashabeach the goyim, they were not over leisachonim because lo yidu yeshaneh. Shani, the Gemara was saying that if you're coming to be give Haidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're allowed to even speak about the Shvach and the Yoifi of the Goyim. You're just not allowed to give them Chain. So again, if you're giving, if the Haidot and the Chain is being done to Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and L'chayru, so too, if the praise is only being done in order for us to learn something from them for our benefit, that's not Nichlal in the Lav Leisachanem of Leisitein Lemchein, because you're not actually giving them Chain Betzim. You're not saying something positive or complimentary for them. For them, it's for us. It's or for the Rebbeinu Shlom. If your person says Kama Noah Goy Izu, and he's saying you're being made the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Kaddish Baruch Hu created. That's the Brach Shekochalei Be'Elamai Lacher. That's not Nichlal in Leisachanem. Furthermore, and go a little weiter in this sugi of Leisachanim, we see that we'll see clearly that Leisachanim is only in specific cases. As you do with the Gemara in Gittin, in Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says that there's an iser to meshachrer in Eved Kanani. You're not allowed to free in Eved Kanani. The pasuk says Lo'elam Bahem Ta'avoidu. And the Gemara brings in Gittin, and the Gemara brachas also, that Rabbi Eliezer was meshachrer his Eved Kanani in order to mashlim a minion. He needed to have a minion, didn't have a minion. So we know Eved Kanani is a chatzi Yisrael, as mechui mitzvahs ke'isha. Once he meshachar Eved Kanani, he becomes a Yisrael gomor. It's a complete geiris. So he's meshachar his Eved in order to go ahead and be mashlim a minion, in order to have 10 Yisraelim for a minion. The Gemara asks, "I lamaisi Eved lav lahilman tavoidu," and the Gemara says, "Mitzvah rabba is shani." All the Rishayim asking on the Gemara the very obvious question. That there's a saying the Torah loy lamen tavoid a say doy raisa to be meshachar Eved Kanani being over a say doy raisa. How could the mitzvah agam? It's a gevaldik mitzvah. It's a mitzvah rabba. But how could the mitzvah l'chayed rabbanon of tefillah b'tzibur? How could that be doyched a say of loy lambehem tavoidu, which is iser doy raisa? On this, there are many terutzim given in the Rishayim Nachrayim. The Ran over there in Gittin says that the Oilam Mem Tavoidu is takenat an asay do'i rites. It's not an asay gomor. It's only an isid rabbanon, and the pasuk is asmachta ba'alma. But midoi rites, there's no isir to free the Eved Kanani. If there would be, avada wouldn't be permitted to go ahead and be over the asay of Oilam Mem Tavoidu and free the Eved Kanani in order to be mekai in the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, hagam that's a mitzvah rabba, but you wouldn't be able to push away a mitzvah asay doi raisa. The avada is no heter. I say it's not going to be doich and I say, but it's only nisid rabbanon. The pasuk smachta ba'alma in the Ritva. It's also mashma that it's only nisid rabbanon. And meila, the mitzvah rabba of tefillah b'tzibur is doich. But from Toisus and Pesachim daf nun tes and the Russian brachis nafim zayin, it's mevur that etzem it's a doi raisa the loyel mem tavoidu. And Taka, it asked the Kasha that the Rishayna Master and Ban Ran all ask, that how could it be doiche? How could Asay of Tefillah be doiche? And one of the Malachim is, the Rosh says that Asay of Tefillah has in it, the Tefillah B'tzibur has in it an Asay Doi Raisa, of Nikadashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, when you have a minion. That Asay is doiche the Asay of Loila Mem Tavoidu. And why is this Asay better than that Asay? Because this is Asay the Rabbim, when Nikadashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, is an asay the rabbin, that's doiched asay of a yachid. And then the Rosh, the achrayinim, a ma'ir, the lechayr, tefillah b'tzibur, is still only an asay the rabbanon, even though vada nikdashti is a deiraisa, do you have a kibbutz of nikdashti in tefillah b'tzibur? From Losh natoisis and brochs, not from zayin and beis, is mashma that the tefillah is taka mitzvah rabbanon, and still doiched leilam im tavoidu. And Abba Zayis, it's taka, it comes back to question, how can a mitzvah the rabbanon be doiched a mitzvah deiraisa? The Ramban is mashma that the reason why this case is an exception, possibly, is because the Moran Bracha says in Avav Mebeis that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to a Beis HaKnesses and he doesn't find a minion, miyad hu koyes. So such a mitzvah de rabim is doich and asay shel Torah. That means a mitzvah de rabim is shani. It's a svara for zich. It's svara for itself to be doich a different asay. It's a gevaldik achidish avada. But you see, there's at least one malach in the Rishayim that possibly over here this asay is different. But we'll focus on the Ramban's teretz. The Ramban in Gittin says another teretz, which is negeif our sugi v'leisachonim. The Ramban says that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer was permitted to mshachrer his eved and be over the asay of leil mem tavoidu is because the whole asay of leil mem tavoidu is yisoida is to give them a matnas chinam. loisachone. And mele, when you mishachr mishum mitzvah, and for big tzairich, there's no chanina, and it's mutter. He says, efshe shle omre tzair lo elevem tavoidu el mishum shle litein lehem matnas chinam. Ke inyin shenemar bagoyim, it says loisachone. Aval kushum mishachr mishum mitzvah tzairich harav, a big need, the lek chanina is mutter. Now, the chayra, from the Lashon of the Ramban, is mashma kilu, this is the lav of loisachonim, and you have a loisachonim, if you would free a slave, and melov, it's a tzayach rav, this takan no loisachonim. The Rashba tak understood the Ramban like that, that it means literally the lav of loisachonim, and the Rashba asks in the Ramban, that, what do you mean, is this loisachonim? There's a heter to give a matanas chinim to a gerach on the velos. Kolshkein to a Evaknani. Evaknani is not Nichlan Lysachonim. A goy, yes. An Akum, yes, but not an Evaknani. To say that the Istim Shachar and Evaknani is because Lysachonim, that doesn't fit. The Furish in the Gemaris, the Posse says, Lager Shebisharecha Titneneva Cholo Imochal and Nochri. And the Gemara over there, the Gemara Navid Azar Davchov, another place in Psachim, the Gemara brings a Machlaikis, Ramei and Abiyuda. If the Pasuk of Lagera Shebish is talking about in the Vela, that Lagera Shebish Orecha, you give it to the Gerets in your gates, to Tenev Achola, you give it to him, let him eat it, or Mochel and Nochis held to a guy, is it Dvarm Kichsovan? The Yuda holds that it's the Ger bin Sina Dafka, and the Nochri bin Mechiri, you have to sell it to a guy, and to a Ger you let it give it to. Or according to Rameir, it's even a Nochri is mutter to give it. Both it goes back in Lager Shebish Erech, the Tenev Achol Oimacher, and by Guy also, the Tenev Achol Oimacher Le Nochri. So you can give it also to a Guy. But the Kuli Alma, everybody's masking, you're allowed to give Manas Chinim to a Ger Toyshav. And Kolshkein Zot the Rajba to Nevikanani, you're allowed to give Manas Chinim. So how could the Ramban say that the Isser of Loilam Ben Tavoidu is because of Loisachonim? And the Mela, that's how the Ramban answers his kasha, why Rabbi Yezu was mutter to Meshachar and Evid Kanani and Yevad Asay, because in a case where it's a Tzairich Godel, it's a Te'elis for the Odin, a benefit for the Odin, there's no Isser of Loisachonim, you're not doing it to give them Chain. Lachar, that's not the Siba for the love of Asay, of Loilam Ben Tavoidu, because it wouldn't be usher to be given Matnas Chinam to a Ger Toshav. And Kolshkein to an Evid Kanani. Evid Kanani is better than a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is only Mekayim Zayim Mitzvah V'nei Noyach. And Evid Kanani is Mechuyav Mitzvah Ke'isha. It's a half a Yid. It's a Yisrael Gomer in certain respects. It still didn't have a Kanani. There's uncertain halachas, but it's on the process of Geiris. For Shteitzach, it should be mutter to give to Evid Kanani a Matana. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Rashba that he understood the Ramban that the Issa of Leil Mem Tavoidu is Takal Isachonim. And the Ramban is using that to answer the kasha that Tzeirich Rav, it's mutter, there's no Isser Leisachonim. And that's how he understood the Ramban. Bemes, did you do that the Mogen Avram in Simon Tzadik, Sivkot Lamin, and Turyev, and also in Chagiga, and Avbezim and Bez, they ask, do the kasha in the Ramban. The Ramban is learning the assay of Lo'ilam Mem Tavoidu. You know that a free Nevikanani is because of Leisachonim. Fregen Zay, they ask that from the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin brings the same Gemara that says in Gittin that Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher Avdei. His Meshacher is Zevikanani in order to Mestarv Tasora. And the Gemara asks, how's he allowed to do that? Lo'ilam Mem Tavoidu. But the Gemara, and the Gemara answers in Sarabah, but the Gemara in Brachas is Moisif and asks on the terrace of the Gemara, the Mitzvah Shani, the Gemara says, it's a Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera. Because you mekayim a mitzvah of a minyan tefillah b'tzibur with this eved, but to mistarv ta'asara, but you waive it asay of le'mem tavaydu. And the Gemara answers, it's a mitzvah rabba. This extra shaka b'tari is only in the Gemara in Brochus and not in the Gemara in Gittin. Why not? What's the chilik? But the Magen Avraham asks that according to Ramban, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, because once the Gemara answered that it's a mitzvah shani, the reason why he was meshacher the eved in order to mitzdarev to asar to a minyan, that means there was a te'elis for the odin to have the eved meshuchar in order to mashlam a minyan, and he didn't do it for nesin aschein, so then there's no iser bechlal leisachanim. So frek the Magen Avraham, if there's no aver bechlal leisachanim to meshacher the eved in this case to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur because it was a te'elis for the odin, so what thing more asking that it's a mitzvah b'avera? What kind of kasha is that? Mitzvah b'aver. The Gemara just answered, mitzvah shani. Once it's mitzvah shani, this takan lo le'sachonim. If you say that mitzvah is being doich le'sachonim, the mitzvah is being doich the asay le'el mem tavoidu, and that Gemara asks, why is the asay stronger than that asay? It's a mitzvah b'aver. So you're not permitted to mekai the mitzvah being over another asay. But like the Ramban, the whole Isser of lo'el mem tavoidu pashtis is as le'sachonim. And in a case where there's a te'elis, where there's a benefit, there's no iser b'chlav le'sachonim. If there's no iser b'chlav le'sachonim, so there's no makim to ask after another kasha, it's a mitzvah b'baveri. You just said mitzvah shani. Mitzvah shani means that in this case, be m'shachar d'evi kanani, there's no iser b'chlav. There's no iser le'vim tavoidu. There's no iser le'sachonim. You're not giving them chayin. Le'sitin le'chayin. That's where there's no te'elis for the odin. Or there's no mitzvah, or there's no tzerech gadol. Here there's a tzerech gadol, there's no lesechonim. As they fracked the Magen Avraham and the Turi Evan on the Ramban. And the Ran also that brings the Ramban on in Brachas. Mikiveger is Moisev Noch HaKasha on the Ramban. He asks from the Sugin of Edazar Das Samech Dalet. The Gemara in Samech Dalet speaks about Reitze B'Kiyumai B'Yai Nesach. And the Gemara brings a Raya that even if he writes a bikiyumai, but if you're doing it in order to be mamaya tiflo, to take out iser, it's mutter. And where it speaks over there that it's mutter to hire yourself out to work with a guy to uproot kalayim. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that hold it's also to mekayim kalayim, how to be mutter for the person to work for the guy and uproot the kalayim. He wants the kalayim to be there in order to get paid to pull it out. That's his rights of beschiris of the guy, so it's a rights of a kiyumai. Dr. Gemara, why is it mutter? Elamai, the Gemara says, because since he's coming to Midas at Tiflo, taking out the Issa Kalayim, it's mutter. So that's a raya that even if he writes a bikiyumai, but if he be Midas at Tiflo, then there's a heter. Mail, the Gemara wants to tell that Sutiyai Nesach also, that even the case where it's writes a bikiyumai, if you be Midas, if you be Vatalit, then there's a heter. That's the Gemara. And that the Gemara says, there's no raya. Because it could be that it's the Brice over there that speaks about the schiris with a guy in Kalayim is talking the Fishitz Rabbanon hold that it's mutter to Mekayim Kalayim. Let it leave Kalayim in the ground, there's no Isser. What's the Havamina to say? What's the Chiddush of the Brice? So it's talking about that it was Bechinam Veloy Beschar. He did it for free. He wasn't getting paid for it. So what's the Isser? So Gemara says, there's an Isser of Leisachonim. You're not allowed to give manas chinim to a guy. And still, Zoti Gemara, you see from the Rabbanon that even though it's the Isser of Leisachonim, and it's still mutter to go ahead and uproot with the guy and give the guy this benefit, why? Elamai, it's mutter because the mute tifla is mutter. So the Gemara says, but the Rabbanon, nishmul Rabbi Kiva. So what was your terrorist to say there's no raya? From the fact that he said it's going according to Rabbanon, the Rabbanon also have an Isser here of Leisachonim. So since according to Rabbanon, this Leisachonim, and still it's mutter to Maya tifla, to Maya take out the Kalayim, who are then according to Rabbi Kiva, even though it's Reitz B'Kiyumai, if it's a Mute Tifla, then it's Mutter. And male, it's Reitz Yai Nesach also. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that according to Ramban, there's no Dimyan Bechlal. There's no Dimyan. Because according to Ramban, that we saw from the Mim Shachar and Ever Kanani, the whole Isser is Aslai Sechonim, but the Ramban says that whenever there's a benefit for the Adain, it's a Tzerech or a Tzerech Gadol, he's not doing it for Chen, there's no Isalai Sechonim. So in Melo, over here, by the case of the Yid pulling out the Kalayim Bechinam, but if he's doing it for a Ta'elas, he's doing it for a benefit, so then there's no Isla Sechonim Bechlal. There's no Matnas Chinam. There's no Lav Loisachonim. The Mutei Tifla, so then it's Mutter. So then it's not a comparison at all to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, with the Isra of Mekayim Kalayim, who said that Isra is Mutter, B'mokim Mai Tifla? It's not arrived from the case of the Rabbanan by Loisachonim. Because why Leisachonim, there's no Isser Bechlal once there is a Te'elis of Maya Tifla. Once it's Te'elis, no Isser Leisachonim, that we saw from the Ramban. So it's not a Mtushtel to Mekayim Kalayim when there is an Isser, and you want to be Mematirit in a Bemokim in Maya Tifla, the special head to Mokim Maya Tifla, and maybe you bring a Raya Tiyai Nesach too, even in a case where it's Reitz Bikiyumai, if you want to be Mamaya to Isser, Bevatal to Isser, then it's Mutter. You have no Raya. Dr. Kiveger says that according to Rabban, we see that whenever there is a Te'elis or there is a different reason why you're doing it, not to give chen to the guy, then there's no issur leisa chanim. We saw that by Lelem Tavoid, we saw that by Meshacher Avda, it's mutter according to Avaliezer, because there's no leisa chanim, because you're doing it for your own benefit. So the same thing should be in the case of the B'mayit Esekalai. Azay Frekri Kaveger, Lefid Rabban. And the third shail is, on the Rabban, that the B'chanan asks in Gittin, in Sivkot and Chav Beis, is also in Ksubis, that the Izzel Eisechonim is to give a guy a matana. How could the Ramban say that Meshach Revi Kanani is also as Eisechonim, as soon as he Meshach Revi Kanani becomes a Yid? So who is being Mekabal this great matana of getting, being coming free? A Yisrael is the Mekabal the Shichra. And like we say, Gitev Yodah Boyin Keachad, that's the whole din, Zakhri B'chanan Shtel Su, it's the din that the Ger Katan is not Bilin Oisei, Hakim Matbil the Ger Katan, a guy can't be Zaychad, Teretz, so how does the Zchiyah work over there? Teretz is, you say Zchi Yosef Yodah Boyin Keachad, because the Zaychad is the Yisrael, so we're also the Zaychad, the Mekabal, the Matana is the Yisrael. So what's the Isser of Yimashach and Ever Kanani, as Leisachonim, giving a guy Mat Naschim? You're not giving a guy Mat Naschim, he's Mekabal, the Mekabal is the Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan says, maybe midrechik hakushi, you have to say that the chiddush that leisachonim you go bosa the shas nesina, not the shas kabbalah, and the shas nesina was a goy, so there's isser you to give a goy a matana. That means the isser leisachonim is on the noisain to give a goy a matana, and that's a regular fnei the kabbalah. The kabbalah attack is Yisrael's me mekabelit, because you say gitav yod boin kachas, you say zchiyosoi and yod boin kachas, and Yisrael's is becoming Yisrael immediately with the shichur. But according to and Leisachanim wouldn't apply, maybe because Leisachanim is on Leisachanim would apply. I'm sorry, because Leisachanim is on the Noisin, and the Noisin, that's a regular before the Kabbalah. It's a Chiddush, because that means you're not really giving a guy any chain, but when you're giving a guy chain. It's like you know, the Mice in the scene is Asura, even though it's the Kabbalah, it's Yisrael is being the Kabbalah. And finally, one last Torah is that Mishnah, the Fidalim Beis, later on, it says, Echot she'emes es hanoa she'ba'avodim, if you killed a beautiful slave, es hanoa she'ba'avodim, or not a beautiful slave, noisein lamed sel, aloch is yepei shloishim sel shal evet. It's knas. Which is mashma that on the eved it's mut to say that it's not. It says, he'emes hanoa she'ba'avodim. There's no din of leisachonim and avodim. That's not like the Ramban. The Ramban said that Isra Sev Lel Mem Tavoid is by Evi Kanani also. And the Mishnah clearly says that you're allowed to say Asanoa Sheb Avodim, that means there's no Isser of Leisachonim by Avodim. To Miyashiv Dishal's Efshek, we could say that the Ramban said the law of Leisachonim, the Ramban didn't mean that when you are free in Evi Kanani, you even mamish the law of Leisachonim. If it would be that that's mamish a law of Leisachonim, then the Torah wouldn't have to say a new pasuk of Lel Mem Tavoidu. And it's not mustaver to say that Lel Mem Tavoidu is an assay coming to mechazek the Isra Assay of Lois Echonim. It's not mustaver, it's coming to him Moisif in Isra Assay. So what is the Kavan of the Ramban? The Kavan of the Ramban is to say what the Hagdara of the assay of Lel Mem Tavoidu is. Bavada, mitzad the Isra of Lois Echonim, like we saw from the Mishnah of Yudal and Mabez, we just mentioned, there's no Isra to say Noe Sheba Avodim. There's no Isser to give a matnas chinam, to give a chain for Avodim, Evi Kanani. If it's mutter, Ger Toishav, it's mutter for sure, like the Rajva's Kashas, Yushiv, because Avada, the Ger Toishav is mutter, it says, the Ger Shev Sharech, it's Zenava Achola, Kolshkein, and Evi Kanani. There's no Isser of Leisachonim per se, of Leisitanem chain. But the Ramban is understand that the Gedder of the Isser to Meshachra ever is Kain Leisachonim. Like his lashon is kein a matnas chinam, kein that asay. Memelo, Dr. Ramban, that since that's the hagadara of the isra asay of loyla mem tavoidu b'mokim, there's a taiva for the adoin, then it's mutter. I mean, in other words, the whole isra to give a goy a matnas chin, the whole isra is only b'mokim that it's just a matnas chin, just a chin. But b'mokim that the taiva for the adoin or the tzairach gadol, there's a teelis in the shichur, mele it's mutter. Mail the Mishnah, let's go backwards. The Mishnah Daf Yudalim and Beis that says you said Noah Sheba Vodim is Pashid, why it's Mutter, because there's no Isra of Leisachonim on an Evi Kanani. Even though you'd be able to answer that, otherwise you'd be able to say maybe Evi Kanani Meis is different. The Kuliyam is no Isra Leisachonim. But Al-Khair, we could say Pashid, that just like Ger Toish and no Isra Leisachonim, it's like a Paskin Yerideh, that in Kufin and Aleph, Kolshkin Evi Kanani, it's Mukhiv Mitzki, Shavad is no Isra Leisachonim. The Rajbis Kash is also Yoshiv, that's Mutin Asina Vechinam.
to a ger toishim. Koshkin tevi kanani. There's takanu isav leisachonim. The Ramban is just saying that the gdara of the isav leilam tavoid was kain leisachonim. Mele v'mokim. There's teelis for the other. It is no isav. And now we can answer the other kashas because we can moisiv and say that even though the Ramban tells us that whenever there's a teelis, there's no isav leilam tavoidu. There could be you need to have a teelis gedola in order to take away the loilam em tavoidu. And on that, the Gemara asks, that was the Gemara's kasha, that's fan from the Gemara's, kasha from the Gemara Brachis, because the Gemara's kasha is the Enachanami. I understand that there's a mitzvah involved over here of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and that's why he's saying there's no Lo'el Mem Tavoidu, but is that such a big mitzvah enough to say that the Torah would waive the Lo'el Mem Tavoidu? Is that a Te'el's Gedoyla? Maybe it's not a Te'el's Gedoyla. Maybe it's still Lo'el Mem Tavoidu. It's not Mamshay Sechonim. A tail starts taking away. No, they have to have a tail. It has to be a tail's gedola, and the male the one that has to answer mitzvah b'aver. And for the gemara, no, there is a tail's gedola. Taka the chasam sefer taka speaks this out clearly that there's that the magen ram's kasha that you have to have what he calls a mitzvah rabba. And that's what the Gemara answers. First, the Gemara said mitzvah shani, and then the Gemara says afterwards mitzvah rabba. It's a mitzvah rabba. It's not just stam a te'elis, or else why should one asay be stronger than the other asay? There's asay of le'el mem tavoidu, and the other asay is even if you want to say it's an asay of a mitzvah, why should that be stronger? It's still called giving a matnas chinam. On that thing, where it says, the mitzvah of the Ram is a tail's gedola and mail it stronger. And the same thing we'd have to answer for the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, the Kevegas Kasha, that in order, there's still an Isalei Sechonim, because the fact that there's a te'eles, that wouldn't take away the Isalei Sechonim alone. If the Taki giving Chayin, Mechatesa, it's Mutter, but Malkim Muti Tifla. If the Mute Tifla is Mutter in the case of being Ivalei Sechonim, then it's a right to be Kiva also who holds its Asli Mekayim Kalayim, but the Mute Tifla it's Mutter. We see according to Rambani said that the Yisiv being Shachar Avda is Mutter in the case of Te'elis for the Adain. It's not a Tushtal because the Ramban didn't mean the actual Isalei Sechonim. You don't arrive from the Ramban that the Agdor is the same in a case of Loi Sechonim. The Ramban was just borrowing the Yisoid of Loi Sechonim to explain the Isra Asay of Loil Mem Tavoidu. And Loil Mem Tavoidu, the Ramban says, you don't have that Isra Asay b'mokim the tells for Odin or Tzerech Gadol. But it's not a riot to the case of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is speaking about the actual Isra of Loi Sechonim, Lesitin Lemchein, of giving a chain to a goy. So in summary, we learned different reasons to explain why the iser to mishachar avdei le'olam, which is learned out from le'olam tavoidu, why that's waived the makim the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. Either we said it's only the whole le'olam tavoidu is only the rabbanon, or we said that it's a mitzvah rabba, somehow that mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur is stronger, or according to Ramban, because le'olam tavoidu is the hagdara is not to give chen, not to stam be mishachar and ever for no reason. But in the case where it's te'els for the Adain, then it's mutter. But we explained the Ramban, it doesn't mean the actual is of Leisachonim. And we have found for the kashas of the Achrayim on the Ramban. Let's move on now to the next teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says another teretz, why the Mishnah spoke about Dafka, a Yisrael, and not a Goy. The Gemara says, Yiboy Yisema, because the Kaboy the Mishnah Sefer. The Sefer says, "Stay achuza to be stay achuza." Says dinner stay achuza to be strolled the mishkachas lo bevikchom le mishkachas lo. The lavani achuza nenu shemachitoni lo beyisrael. The reason why it says in the Mishnah that he was marach and noah should be strolled, a keir should be strolled, and not a goy, because the end of the Mishnah, next Mishnah, speaks about stay achuza, and stay achuza is only by a yid and not by a goy. Over here we have a very interesting Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershom says the reason why there's no din stay achuza by a goy says two things. First, he says akum lekani sada, a goy is not kind of sada. We'll discuss that in a minute. And he also says va'oid she'ein lo she'er av ve'ein yerushas aviv. He doesn't have inheritance. He doesn't not yerushas father. The Gilyan at the bottom brings the obvious kashan's matmiya that the Gemara in Kedushin David Zion and Beis is mefurish that a goy is yerushas aviv dvar Torah. A guy inherits his father, Midairaisa. And Taisis over here brings it that it says in Mark Kedushin that a guy can be Yerush, it's Ovid Vatera. So what do you mean he doesn't have a chuzah? What do you mean he doesn't have a Yerush of Karka? And also, Bechlal, even according to the Bene Gershom, why shouldn't he be able to have a guy could have a stay achuzah if he yashins his mother? Shere Aim, he zicha has. He doesn't have a Shere Av, he zicha has Shere Aim. Also, the first part of Ben Geshem is Shver. He says, Akum lekoni sada. What does it mean, Akum lekoni sada? Goy can't have a kinyan in a field? So maybe it means like Rashi. Rashi says that a goy lekoni sada b'Eretz Yisrael, the Magid puts in, maybe means he can't be koin a land in Eretz Yisrael. But possibly we can say Pshana ben Geshem based on Reb Chaim and Sefer. There's a Machlaikis Rabban Abliaz in Gittin Dafem Zayin, if the famous Machlaikis of Yesh kinyan legoy lafkia kedusha Eretz Yisrael from Truma Maestris. Does a guy have a possibility when he owns a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael to take off from it the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, klape the chiyuv of Trumas and Maestris, or he only has a kinyan to be choyfer by Rishich and Amoris? Now, but he has a sheet is that yesh guy, yesh kinyan the guy lafkim of Trumas and Maestris, but he doesn't have a kinyan to be lacha by Rishich and Amoris. And B'chaim is mazmin that both dinam atoli zeh bozeh. He says that according to Eliezer, he doesn't have a kinyan in the gufa karka, not only to mafkir the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to say that it's not mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisis, but even the gabe mamon, like bein the kedusha bein the mamayna, both is no kinyan in the gufa of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he holds. The gabe peiris, he could have a kinyan even to mafkir the kedusha. So maybe maybe is going with that sheet to Rabbi Eliezer that you can't be kinyan in the gufa of Eretz Yisrael, the gabe even mamon lachber shich lemaris, and that's why it's not yitachin for a guy to have a din of a stay achuza. Well, the ma'aseh b'emes, it's anyway, it's tam the za'ara, that even if a yesh kin legoy b'Eretz Yisrael, even if a guy would be able to have a kin Eretz Yisrael, but he would only have a din of a stay mikna. He wouldn't have a din of a stay achuza. It's not his din Yerusha. Because the Rebbeinu Geshem himself just said the next line, he says that a guy doesn't have Yerusha. So if there's no din Yerusha, so he can't have a din of stay achuza. So why did Rebbeinu Geshem have to say that a guy can't be kaina? You don't need, both Trusim don't need each other. Once you have the teretz that a guy can't be Irish, it's a careful thing we're in Kedushin that says a guy is Yerish Zav Midiraisa, but if a guy can't be Yerish, so there's no din of Stei Achuza. There's no din of Stei Achuza. Even a guy could have a Kenyan Eretz Yisrael, he could only have a Kenyan of a Stei Mikna. So anyway, it's not Negei, the din of Stei Achuza by a guy. So Shver Ben Gershom. Rashi says, what does it mean, Nabene Achuza? Labene Achuza Be'Eretz Yisrael. But L'chaira, even according to Rashi, a guy could have Achuza in Chutzlarts, because a guy is Yerish Zav Midiraisa. So he does have halacha, he has shaychas to achuza. So the Beskrov said on this that all sadis and chutzlarets are not called an achuza. He says the Gemara in Lalein Nafchavtes says that karka and chutzlarets is kemetaltli Eretz Yisrael chashivi. That means karka and chutzlarets is maybe called a Yerusha, but it's not an achuza. This is a chiddush of stay achuza that only applies to karka and Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's pshat in Rashi. Tosfos says that the din of stay, this is the third way to explain the Gemara, the Pashto, the Mastavidic way, that he says that what does it mean that a guy doesn't have a stay achuza? He says stay achuza is a mitzvah tluis baretz. And since a guy doesn't have nachla in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have din of nachla in Eretz Yisrael, merely he doesn't have the halacha of a stay achuza bechlal by a guy. David Soloveitchik in the Shiurim asked that there, in the Rambam in Hichas Trumas Mevor that a Melech Yisrael that was kavish other lands after he's kavish Eretz Yisrael, the din of those other lands is the same din as Eretz Yisrael. So then you could have a din of stay achuza by a guy also. Let's say you have a Melech Yisrael that was kavish conquered a different land from a guy, and that guy remained in his nachla, he remained in his karka, he remained in his nachla, which he was yerish from his father. So then he has a din of a stay achuza. So you could have a din of stay achuza in chutz laretz by a guy in a case where Melech Yisrael was kavish those lands. That's based on the Rambam, Nechus Trumas, Perek Av Halacha Gimel. David answers, but Lemay said you won't have the din of Yovel. In the Rambam, Nechus Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yid Aleph, he says that only Eretz Yisrael that's Mischalekes L'Shvatim is Einan Mekeres L'Tzmisus. That means the din of Yovel is only on Eretz Yisrael that's Mischalek to the Shivtekot, to the Shvatim. So even if the a land out of Eretz Yisrael would be conquered by Melech Yisrael after he was kavish Eretz Yisrael and would have a din of Eretz Yisrael, it would be considered a chelik from Eretz Yisrael, but it wouldn't be noig in it the din of Yovel, because it's not the Eretz Yisrael which is mischalekes l'shvatim. It's not the Eretz Yisrael which is divided amongst the Shvatim. And once it doesn't have a din Yovel, like the Rambam that says that Davke Eretz Yisrael, that's Mischalek Shvatim, is in them Keres Tzmisus. If it doesn't have a din Yovel, it's Yitochen to say that it also wouldn't have a din of Stei Achuza. The din of Stei Achuza is only Noeg, but it's not the Yovel's Noeg. So in Mela, even if a guy would own a land in Chutz Laretz, and it wouldn't have a din of Stei Achuza. It's only Noeg, Bimokim, that the Yovel's Noeg. And when Yovel's not Noeg, so it's not Noeg. either the din of stei achuzah. So Mela not a gave in Eretz all the lands that kibshim melech Yisrael, even it would have a din of Eretz Yisrael. But since Yevus not noig, it's not mischalek shvatim, one of the din of stei achuzah also. So Mela don't find a din of stei achuzah by a goy. L'chayer, one last kasha, that you can find a stei achuzah by a goy in a karken Eretz Yisrael that was given to him b'matana. The Kormer holds a davar that something was given matana is not chazeres b'yovel. That means a Yevus noig. Matana is not kimecher. So, or let's say a guy is going to stay hefker, but look, could be pashat to elamai elfiz. We'd have to just say pashat in Gemara that the when the Gemara says that din of stei achuz is only by Yisrael, not by a guy. It's not because he can't have a land of stei achuz. It means that the mitzvah stei achuz, din stei achuz, was only said to a yid, wasn't said to a guy. And so the din of stei achuzah could be is totally in baals and karkam in Yerusha, and only Klal Yisrael has that lamaisa. Anybody who owns karkam in Yisrael, even if a guy with taka own karkam in Yisrael, and even if he yarshins from his father, but he's not yarshining b'teres Yisrael. He's not mechuyev in stei achuzah. So male din of stei achuzah won't apply to a guy. That's what it means that lemishkach labnei achuzanin. But the lashna gemara says labnei achuzanin was mashma that taka. It's not shaych mitzias of stei achuzah. Not just that the din of stei achuzah wasn't said to a guy. It was only said to a Yisrael. So mashma they don't have stei achuzah. You have to say that since they don't have the Yerusha be'etzim in Eretz Yisrael, say they're not within the Stei Achuza. The Stei Achuza is totally in the battles and Karak in Eretz Yisrael, but it's within Yerusha. They don't have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, that they don't have. And since that battle and Karak in Eretz Yisrael is a Yid, within Yerusha, only by Yid do you have the din of Stei Achuza and not by a guy. Let's move on to the next Mishnah. It says, B'Stei Achuza lohokel ula hachmir. Ketzad echad ha-magdish b'cholos ha-mochus v'echad ha-magdish ha-pardisos in better places or shvacha places. The din to give, this way it's redeemed, that in areas that we can plant, it's redeemed with the formula of 50 shekel kesef. Rashi says that who's paidit? Bein bailim, bein adam acher. Whether bailim was paidit or somebody else was paidit. This is the formula you use in order to redeem the stei achuzah. The Tzfasemes asked that if Behemis the field is worth much more, why shouldn't the Gizbar sell it to whoever gives a higher price? So the Bailim is Zaych, okay, the Bailim is the Torah's Mazaka to him with this formula of Chamish Meshechel Kesef for Bei Zerochay Mesorim. But if he's not, if the Bailim doesn't want to redeem it, so why shouldn't he announce it to be able to get a better price? So Sa'ad Achreinu may answer and say, Al Pi Chakir from the Rogachov, Ntzos Paneach. He declares that the din of chamishim shekel kesef is a begeder a shuma and exeris a kosev to be misnaig keilu that is taka the shavis of the field. In other words, when the Torah said to redeem it with the formula of area of zera which you can plant the zera chaim esoirim b'chamishim shekel kesef, the Torah is saying that's the shavis asada. Or is the pshat that no, the Torah is not saying that's the shavis asada. It's not it's exeris a kosev, it's negelis b'chamishim shekel kesef. Not that's the shavis. Mela, the Achrenim want to tell you that the whole Sfasem's kasha is only shayach if you say the din of Chamishim Shekel Kesef is Tam Exeris HaKosev. Mela, it's shayach to say that the Exeris HaKosev only said by the Baal, not by somebody else. But if you learn Pshat and Rashi, they understand the din of the opinion Chamishim Shekel Kesef is Taka Begeder Ashuma. If the Torah is Mechayev, the Torah said a din that you should be Noyeg as if that is the actual value of the field. Avadat Exeris HaKosev, but the Torah is saying that's the Shavius. So Eba says, there's no nafkimim between the Baal and somebody else. So the Gizmer can't sell to anybody. It can sell whoever he sells it to. That's the value that he has to sell it for. That's what the Torah has established. That's the value. Lamais, even if you say it's exeris hakosev, that's the value of the field, but could be the Torah only said it for the Tevis HaBailim. But the Torah gave the Bailim a zchus that they could be paid in the field according to this is what the Torah considers the Shavis of the Karka. But somebody who is not a Bailim, then the Torah wasn't mezakin with this Shavis, and the male he has to give a much higher price. But the Chayra, the Torah was coming to be Mekel Dafkin, the Bailim, the Torah was saying that's Exeris HaKosev, that's a Shavis of the Soda, or the Torah was Makbid, they should be paid with such a Shavis. There's no Makbid Mechal between the Bailim and somebody else. And Mechal, that's the way to answer the Tzvasem's Kasha, that the Torah said this is the Shavis of the field, or even if the Torah didn't say it's the Shavis, this Exeris HaKosev, that's where you have to redeem the field. The Torah wasn't coming to be Mekel for the Bailim as opposed to somebody else. And Mechal, if that's the Shavis, so no enough can be between the Bailim or somebody else. And that's what Rashi means when Rashi says whether the Bailam or somebody else's paida, the formula is the same. Chamishim shekel kesef. Now the Mishnah said, "Ma bein stei achuza, listei mikne. What's chum nistei achuzeh mikne? You have this, the afkmini is that b'stei achuzeh noisen chaymish, b'stei mikne ain a noisen chaymish. Toysen nafigimon bey says the Gemara could have said another nafkamina. That b'stei achuzeh, if you magdish, and then somebody else is goyle, then it's mischalad lekoyne b'yoyvel. Mashenga stay mikne, if you magdish it, and somebody else is goyle it, somebody else redeemed it, then it's chayzeh to the b'ylem b'yoyvel. Taisa says that leinochas afrushi elachil that's shayach when you yourself applied it elachil the shayach shuatzim paydeu. Taisa nafigimon bey says that the Gemara, the Mishnah only wants to say achilik in nafkamina where you yourself applied it. There is nafkamina when the bialim is paid it or somebody else is paid it. If now lechayir himayir that the Gemara in daf chavav the Mishnah chavav mebeis it says that the reason why it's stay mikne is not yoytz lekayin b'yoyvel is because a person cannot imagdish davish ein shaloi, and Rashi what he says it's not his only up until the yoyvel. That means if you find a chetimsa that this field does not go back to the bial b'yoyvel, let's say kontra meir, then matana is not like a mecher, so there might stay mikne also be yoytz lekayin b'yoyvel. So then that's not enough gemina be'etzav din stay achuz and stay mikne. It's not daimed to the din of being paid with chamish shekel kesef, which is totally in the chaloi shem stay achuza, lafukesh shem stay mikne. Over there, it's only a practical nafkamina. But if you'd find a case like Yitzhak the Evil, that it's chazer's bayal the Evil, so then in echanami would be the same. So, but Taisin Amashmai, Taisin Machalik. According to Taisis, there's Taisin Mashmai, it's be'etzim achil between a stay achuza and a stay mikne. That the din of Yitzhak the Kehanim the Evil is totally in the shem stay achuza. And that's why he asked that why didn't the Mishnah say this nafkamina? So he said, say a different nafkamina. But Bazel, if he tells us, it's schwer that why the Mishnah later in Daf Chavav say the reason as in on Mag Dav Shein Shaloi. The Gemara is a nafkamina. The whole din of Yetz Lekayin and B'Yevel is only dafkin, a stay achuza, not a stay mikna. Something which has a shem stay achuza. So it's not practical consideration. It's a chaloi's din in stay achuza. So it's mashram Tosfos. It's a stama ora. On Tosfos, then it will be shver a little lashon and mishnah why it said because ain't all the magdish dovish ain't shaloi. I would like to mention a fascinating aura on the Rambam from these words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a stay achuza you give a chaimish and a stay mikna you're not nice in chaimish. You do it. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Temura in Perek Dalid Halach Yud Gimel says a reason a tam it's tam of the krah but a tam for why the Torah is mechayev. The Baal and Timoisev a Chaimish. He also gives a time why the din of Hoyus Mrosi a Kodesh. He says, Afal Pisha kol Chuke a Terra Xerisem, even though all the Chukim of the Terra attack Xeris, but he says, Royal is Bainin Behem, Vachol Mashat Yochalit Le Tam Ten Le Tam. In itself, he is said. You give a time, it's for us to learn. So the Rambam says, Yor the Terra Le Seif Machsheva Sa'odam Uktas Yitzira. The Terra understood the way a person thinks and his Yitzir, that Shateva Shal Adam Neitel Harbis Kinyon Evelach Samamayne. A person wants to expand his Rechush, he wants to become wealthier and to have and get more money. Va'afu Bisha Nodar Vehigdish, even though he made a ned and he was magnet something to be some Migdash. Efshe Shechazar Boy, maybe changed his mind. V'nichem, and he had regretted it. V'yifte, now he's going to come to redeem it. Bepoches mishav, less than its value. So these are the words of the Rambam. Omra Torah, the Torah says in Podoy, if he has to latzmi, if he redeems it for himself, Yosef Chaimish, he has to be Yosef an extra fifth. And he says, V'chein emigdash beim akdush aguf, Shem yachzim, will change his mind. V'chim chen yochel if doisi, he sees he can't redeem it. Yachli fenem pchusim, and he might do a tmura, and that's why the Torah says, V'ayuhus mrasi yakodish. Means according to the Rambam, there's a time of the krah in Chaimish. Because he wants to be meisa, he wants to redeem it for less than its value. So, fregen achreinim that oibazei b'stei achuza that the Torah gave a set amount for the pidyon. It's chamish v'shekel kesef. So, the time of being meisa of being paid pachs meshavi doesn't apply. So, why did the Torah say it didn't chamish by stei achuza? So, or you have to say it's leplug, or there's other reasons. The Rambam himself says there's a kol chukei Torah gzeresim. But the time of the Rambam for chaimish wouldn't apply lechaimish svara to estei achuza. Let's move on to the Gemara. We say or in the Gemara, the Gemara Zomer Avuna higdish sada malei ilanos. When you magdish a field that's full of trees, kshu paidan. When you redeem it, paidan ilanos b'shavyan. The ilanos, the trees are redeemed according to their value. V'chayz v'paidan karka beis zera chaim asarim chamish shekel kesef. And the karka has a din of stei achuza and is redeemed with the formula of chamish shekel kesef. Rashi says, and the Gemara says, why? Amak sa Rav Huna, adam magdish ba'ayin yofen magdish. A person is magdish ba'ayin yofen. Rashi says, ba'ayin yofen magdish, ilonis levad v'karka levad, you magdish the ilonis, alone and the karka alone. V'loy sheyifte ilanas agav karka. And not that you want to redeem the trees agav the karka. The trees have their own pidyon. The trees are nifta, redeemed according to their value, and the karka is redeemed according to the formula of chamish v'shekel kes legastei achuza. The chayra pashtus in Rav Huna that said ayin yofa magdish, there are two chidushim. One, that the etzim hegdish of the sod of the field is chal also on the ilanis. That means a person not only magdish the sod, he's magdish the ilanis, what's ever inside of it. It's all sukin in the mechaz abayis in Baba Basra of how far the extent of a person's hegdish goes. If you hold ayin yofa magdish, it extends even to the trees that are in the field. There's a second chidush in Rav Huna, that the pidyon of the ilanis are separate from the pidyon of the trees, of the land. It means, in other words, even though the Kedusha is chal the ilanis, like it's chal together with the magdish the karka, but the pidyon is different. Ayin yofa magdish, and he also is machavin that the pidyon should be a separate pidyon. Mel, it's a hegdish will gain, that they're not included in the formula of chamish v'shekel kesef. Well, the chayr, it's a dovin in the shiurim, I saw at, as Ma'ir and Rashi, that Rashi says this din of ayin yofa magdish l'gabit a pidyon, that each one's nifta b'fnei atzmai. He doesn't say din ayin yofa magdish l'gabit the etzem din, that the ilanis are included in the hegdish. The chayr, why are the trees included in the hegdish? Also only because ayin yofa magdish. On Tzveitens, he asks that why is the din pidyon have to, what does the din pidyon have to do with the din of magdish b'ayin yofa? Even though he said that a magdish the ilanis because ayin yofa magdish. But now the gizber could do with the ilanis whatever he wants. He could cut down the trees. He could sell the trees. So shteitzach is nifta b'fnei atzmai. There's two nechassim that Hegdish owns. Everything belongs to Hegdish. There's Hegdish owns a field and Hegdish owns trees. So the trees are independent of the field. And Hegdish, if they want, they could just cut them down or sell them and deal with them independently. So Mela makes sense that as far as pinyon is concerned, is what do you want to redeem? You want to redeem the trees? So then I'll charge you according to the value of the trees. You want to redeem the field? Oh, the Torah says, in the Stei Achuza, there's a rule of Chamish v'Shekel Kesef. So why did Rashi say that the reason why the opinion of the Ilanis are separate from the opinion of the Karka is because of the din of Magdish Ban Yof and Magdish? Chayr could answer and say that one Kasha answered the other. It says, because why is it Nifta Bifnei Atzmai? Because the reason why it's nifta b'fnei atzmai is because the hegdish of the ilanis were a separate hegdish. In other words, if it wouldn't be for the din of ayin yofa magdish, we would say that when a person's magdish is sada, only the sada is kaddish, not the ilanis. From the fact that you need a reason of ayin yofa magdish, al karcha the ilanis are not the etzim sada. It's a dover which is noisiv, an addition to the field. Stam hegdish asada would not be called the ilanis. And yofa magdish, so blibes a hegdish also on the ilanis. So that shows us the fact you need this, the svara of ayin yofa magdish, that shows us that they are two separate independent entities. There's an entity called the karka, and there's another entity called the ilanis. And that's the reason why the pidyon is also separate. If the halach would be that even by ro magdish, the ilanis are nichlal in the hegdish, that means it's one hegdish. That means the ilanis are nigrach the sod. That means the ilanis are part of the field. So then why shouldn't the ilanis be nichlal in the formula of chamish v'shekel kesef? That is the sod. You're not going to say that the top layer of the soil, bottom layer of the soil, anything which grows from the field is part of the field. That is the field. But since the whole reason why the ilanis are kaddish is because ayin yofa magdish, al karch, it's like two separate ekdeshes, and therefore the opinion is separate, each one on its own. And that's the chur Rashi means. Rashi says, ayin yofa magdish ilanis levad v'karka levad. It's two separate ekdeshes. And therefore, v'loisha yifte ilanis agav karka, and therefore the opinion of the ilanis are not agav karka, it's separate. Now, male, it's both kashta miyushiv. It's only because the ayin yofa magdish that the pinyon is benifra. That's why the pinyon is separate. And that's what Rashi. Rashi is coming to explain that. Rashi is coming to explain why is the pinyon separate, because the only reason why the ilanis are kaddish is only because of ayin yofa magdish. Just the aura, that if you look at Lashon Rambam and Hilchos Erechin, and Perek Da Lachat Hezvav, he says, Hoysa malei ilanis afa pishlei pirish, even though you weren't mefarish, that you're being magdish the ilanis, hari higdish gamu ilanis, shekola magdish ba'in yofa magdish. That the hegdish includes the ilanis because of ayin yofa. And then he goes on to say, u'mechashun se ilanim shavyein v'karka b'idin oisa, v'yerka sel opinion choshon azer achoyim v'kosh b'yarnu. And the Rabbi Taka argues and says that it's nifta agav sodah. But it's mashma, the Rambam says, Shtelzavek, that the chidish of ayin yofa magdish is legabi the ilanis, and ilanis a kodesh. He doesn't say legabi the pidyon. This is Shtelzavek, legabi the pidyon. It's just mashma that like a computer, that the chiddush is that it's bechlal nichlal, that bechlal you mean to magdish the ilanis. But again, we could say pshat the Rambam that once there's the chiddush, the reason why the ilanis are kaddish is because of the svar vayniyofem magdish al karch is two egdashes. Once it's two egdashes, then automatically it makes sense to say that the opinion is separate. Let's go to the Gemara on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. Omra Papa Higdish Troshin Poyde B'Shavni. You redeem it according to the value. My time of Beis Zer Omra Chmonov Hani Laban Ezria Ninu. You can't plant there, so they don't have the formula of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Loi Galan Yoytzim B'Yovel. My time. Why Sod Omra Chmonov Koldu? Enochanami. It's not Beis Zera, but it is called Sode. Interesting Aura. As we find in the Hilchos Ketanis, in the Chelik Beis, Sim Reish Lamed Daled, that's mistapik if Shviyas, the Alochus of Shemitah, is Noig in Yoros and Midbaros, in the forests and deserts. Why is it, what's its Mokim Safik? Because the Gemara in Kedush, Naf Nun Zayin Mabeis, is Medaik from the Pasik Veshilach HaSatzipa, Al Pnei HaSode, by the Mitzayir, that you shouldn't send it Liyam or Midbar, because it's not Al Pnei HaSode. So by Shviyas also it says, Sod Chole Sizra, could be it's memayit yar, a forest or a midbar. And the Gilyoni Ashas in Erlam, Perikav Lochabez, it says the Gabe, somebody who's Neitea, a person plants in a house that it's potter from Maestris, because the Torah says Soda. Then he says it can't be. How could you say that a person who plants in a house is potter from Maestris says Soda? So Ibazai, a person who plants in a midbar should also be potter from Maestris. So he says that maybe it's not Shaykh to say that because a midbar is not Matzmiach anything. And if it's matzmiach, it's already called a sada. So nothing, and it's not negev because a midbar doesn't grow. And if something would grow, then it would be considered a sada. So it wouldn't. If you could still say that sada is mamayit a bias, it wouldn't be mayit a midbar because the manushach. If it grows, it grows, and if it doesn't grow, it doesn't grow. If it does tachi grow, it's called a sada. Now in Sefer Torah Saaretz, he says that from the halachs ketanis, that's mstapik by which mentions mstapik if this is or shvius by yoros and midbaras. He says a midbar is nismayin not because it doesn't grow, but because people don't are not there, not found there. It's not called a sada. And Meli wants to say that it's not totally in bimatzmiach and not bimatzmiach. It's totally in shame sada. Shame sada is totally where people are found, and that's why the halachas ketanis is mstapik by yoros by the forest also because maybe it's not called a sada. The Ara is, but from our Gemara you see that it is called a Sada. Because our Gemara says by Troshin, which is a place which you can't plant, it's not Zerei, it's not Matzmiach, it doesn't have the din of Steachuza, of Chamish Shekel Kesef, because it's not a Bezera, but the Gemara still says Chazeres B'Yevel, because Shem Sada loves. You see, it has a Shem Sada. It's called a Sada. Now, L'chaira, if a person's Magdish, a Midbar, a Yar, or of desert or forest where people not found there at all, Wa'ubi the Allah Gabi is Yoitz Bikana Bayevil not? Is that Nichlan Sada? Or it's not Nichlan Sada? L'chay, we can clear the Shaila. Maybe that will be different. But L'chay, from the Gemara, it sounds like that Sada Koldu, even if it's not Royal Azria, it has a shame Sada. Then there's no Mokhati Mistapik L'chayra Legabe Shvias and Legabe Trumas of Maestris.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.